Before our service tonight, I asked one of our families if they would help me with the homily. And so I'm very thankful to the Skardas, most particularly Katie Skarda, who's going to be helping me with just answering a couple easy questions. So, Katie, say hello to everyone.
Hello.
Katie, I'm going to ask you some questions on a scale of 1 to 10. And all you have to do is give me a number. That's all it is, okay? And the question is, how willing would you be to donate one of your kidneys to the following people? Okay? Do you have two functioning kidneys as far as you know?
I sure do.
Okay, great. All right. So a 1 is like, I would never donate my kidney to that person, okay? A 10 is like, I would, of course, enthusiastically donate my kidney to that person. You know, a 7 is like, I mean, I probably should, but it's a little hard. And, you know, 5 is like undecided. So 1 through 10.
Depends on the day, right?
What's that?
It depends on the day, right?
Well, I don't know. Does it? We'll see. see pre or at post-confession how you respond to these. But a few parameters, okay? So first of all, kidney transplant. The person needs a new kidney now or they're not going to live much longer, okay? You have 2 healthy kidneys. The good news is most people who donate a kidney live a normal life. But it's not guaranteed. There's complications for higher risk of disease. Sometimes there's pain, scarring on the body. And the fact that if you give a kidney, you should avoid all contact sports like hockey, horse riding, even basketball. You get jabbed in the ribs, you lose a kidney. It's not good, okay? So, and we're assuming you're a compatible match to all these people, okay? All right, so 1 to 10. 10 being I would definitely give my kidney. How would you rate your husband?
Oh, a 10.
10. Okay, awesome. Great. How about your daughter?
A 10.
10? Okay, great. Great. That's enthusiastic. How about, like, a cousin?
A 10.
10. Okay. All right. All right. How about your pastor?
A 10.
Oh, right answer. Right answer. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. All right. Wasn't sure about that one. Anyway, this is full honesty, okay? How about someone in your workplace who's, like, a friend?
A 10.
A 10. Okay. Wow. Okay. Gosh. How about someone in your workplace who you've never actually met before?
If they're in need, it's a 10, because if they need a kidney, if I'm a match, the other 10.
Katie, you're a holy woman, but you're not helping my homily here, okay?
Well, I know, but...
Can we get maybe a 9? Like, maybe on the bad day, it might
fine.
Be a 9.
We'll say a 7, then.
Okay, all right. Maybe a 7, 8, 9. How about someone in your workplace you don't know, but is an absolute jerk?
Oh, well, we'll bring down to 6.
We'll go to 6. A 6, okay. How about someone who's in prison for dealing drugs?
A 6.
A 6? How about someone who's in prison for murder? Mm-hmm. 1 to 10.
God forgives. But, you know.
But just straight off from just like from your instant reaction, 1 to 10, just no judgment here. What would it be?
A 5.
5, okay. How about Vladimir Putin? Needs a kidney.
We're going to bring that down to a 1.
Okay. Just everyone, saying. Give Katie a round of applause for putting put on the spot for a St. Rose homily here. Okay, so we covered the gamut, okay? So we got a lot of 10s. Katie is a very loving person, loving mom. She's sacrificial. I was thinking there'd be a few more 6s and 7s and 8s in there. Anyway, but you get the idea, right? Is when we get down to certain people... In our book, certain people, they're not a 6, not a 5, they might be a 1, right? I would not want to give up something that cost me for that person, that kind of person. We heard St. Paul write to the Romans tonight that with difficulty one dies, not just gives a kidney, not just gives something of their life, to die for someone else, to give everything. It's very hard for someone who's just a decent person. Maybe someone you don't really know. You know, okay person. It's hard. Then St. Paul says, maybe for a good person, like someone who's like a good, righteous person, maybe you're close to, maybe you'd find courage to die for someone who's really good. Like I would hope that people would want to die for Katie Skarda if it came down to it, because I know Katie Skarda is a wonderful person. Maybe you'd find courage to actually trade lives with her. But St. Paul says, do you know how God proves his love for us? You know how we can be confident that God truly loves us? It's not just an idea. It's not just something that your parents told you or something you heard in church, but that you know deep down that God loves you. St. Paul says, God proves his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. When I was at Vladimir Putin level before I knew Jesus, before he came to save me, when I was a zero, Christ died for me, gave everything for me, suffered for me when he didn't have to. He's God. He doesn't need to do that. Because, you know, when we look out on other people, I know I struggle with this, I can put people into boxes. Here's the tens, the fives, the ones. Here's how much I'm willing to give based on how good you are, how much I like you, or what I can get. This is our condition of original sin. But when God the Father looks to have mercy on someone in this world, that's not how he sees. The only thing he cares about is what his son says. And Jesus, his son, has died for all of us. And tonight, when you're reconciled to God in the sacrament of reconciliation, when your sins are completely forgiven by an unmerited grace of God, the only thing God the Father asks his son, he doesn't ask the son of how good they were this week or how many sins they have or how long it's been since their last confession. He looks at his son and his son says, son, what should I do? And Jesus says, Father, he belongs to me. She belongs to me. I gave my life for her. I love him. Have mercy upon this person. That's all that happens. Each of us belong to Jesus. Each of us have been claimed by him. And no matter what your life has been or the things you've done, God forgives you. And God wants to prove his love to you because you belong to Christ. He already made the choice. He already made the decision for you. So tonight, friends, if you think that God is a scale for you on 1 to 10, you throw that out. If you think God is ashamed of you or wants to just slap you around or wants you to have to pay the price for all your sins, get rid of that. God is mercy. God has paid the price. God's in love with you. And when we give him our hearts tonight and we just say, Lord, I'm sorry. I haven't lived up to the amazing calling of being your son or your daughter. Have mercy on me. You're going to walk out of that confessional free and forgiven. Believe in God's love for you because while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. At this time, we'll just take a couple minutes, just in quiet, to examine our consciences. We ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to us the places where we have failed to love, failed to live up to that calling, failed to really be God's sons and daughters. Let's ask for the Holy Spirit now, as we call these to mind and prepare to confess them in the sacrament of penance.